Welcome to Talking Baseball. Today we have a fun interview with Pirates pitcher Jameson Taillon. We are back from our road trip and getting back into the speed of things. Let's go. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Talking Baseball. My name is John Boy. I'm coming to studios in the Bronx. We are back from our spring training trip. Jake is in Denver packing up his apartment because he's moving to New York City very soon, so he's not going to be on the show today. We have a fun interview that we had with Jameson Taillon coming your way. I'm back in the Bronx. I slept all day yesterday, 11 days in an RV. Kind of brutal. No, it wasn't brutal. It was a lot of fun, but body needed some rest. So we went to Pirates camp. We got hooked up. Jameson Taillon is how you pronounce it. It's spelled T-A-I-L-L-O-N. He came out to the RV and sat with us, talked about baseball, his story, his injury history, his great season in 2018. He likes coffee and his hobbies and all that good stuff, some cooking. If you're not familiar with Jameson, J-Mo for short, he's had two Tommy John surgeries. He was the second overall pick in 2010 and, you know, was supposed to be one of the best ball players coming out of high school, pitchers coming out of high school. There was crazy comparisons. He had a full, healthy season in 2018 and was pretty amazing. 32 starts, 3-something ERA, and he had a 22 games in a row with quality starts. He ended 2018 with a he had 22 games, his last 22 games, 2.71 ERA. And in the interview, you'll hear he says, yeah, well, DeGrom did a little better, so he kind of overshadowed me. But anyway, I'll throw it right to that. Here he is, and Trevor Plouffe sat in with us, Jameson Taillon.
We are in Bradenton, John Boy, Trevor Plouffe, myself, and our guest today is Jameson Taillon. Am I saying that right?
That was really nice.
That was good?
Yeah. We all worked on it. All day.
Yeah, well, I've had, like, pitching coaches and stuff for years that still can't say my name, so that was pretty cool right
there. I appreciate
that. We actually went phonetically and were like, Taillon.
Yeah, it's like a tie and you own it. A little French.
Oh, okay.
Are you French?
My dad's French. Yeah, French-Canadian.
French people are the best.
Look at this, a little French French baseball podcast.
We're lovers.
Oh, you want to dive into that first, Trevor? How is it? Do most guys call you J-Mo normally?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's been a name that's been with me since I was like 3 years old. So my sister thought my name was too formal and threw J-Mo on me, and it stuck.
There you go.
I like that.
We might stay there just to be safe.
Yeah.
Taillon, we got it.
Yeah, we're all over it. How's spring going, man?
It's good. It's a little different. Like, you know, I'm hurt. I'm going through my second TJ, but I have kind of a cool point of view on everything. Like, we've got a new regime in place, and, like, I just have a little extra time on my hands, so I'm going around. I get to interact with everybody a little bit more. And I'm working with our new pitching coach a lot. I'm kind of remapping my mechanics a little bit. So, I'm happy I've got some new guys on board.
We were checking your stats out, and you're at a little over 3 years service time now, and you're already up to 8 WAR. I mean, you've had a great career, and obviously it's all about staying healthy, but, how is the second TJ? You mentioned that. How is that different from the first one? As far as, you know, rehab and stuff, you know how to handle it, right?
Yeah, so I'm trying to think. I think for my first one, I was 22 years old. Yeah, I've always been, like, decently mature for my age, but, like, okay. I feel like I'm at a different place in my life now, like, being in the big leagues versus the minor leagues, having some experience under my belt, having a rehab under my belt, more disciplined, more patient. You know, I felt like with my first one, I was always judging it every day. Like, how do I feel? Yes. Am I sore? Like, shit, I'm having a shitty day because I'm sore.
Yeah.
Well, now it's just like I've kind of removed myself. I put my work in at the field, and when I go home, I just go home, enjoy myself, and kind of remove myself from it.
Yeah, you always, whenever you have an injury, you know, it's like you want it to be best case scenario. So they give you 4 to 6 weeks. You're like, I'm gonna go 3.5 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
But as you probably know now, it's just not fun. It's not good to rush these things. So, you know, you got to take your time with it, and then you got to mentally battle yourself because you're a competitor. You want to be back out there as fast as you can, and really, you're going to hear guys all the time. I mean, I did when I played, like, I did oblique stuff. Make sure you take care of your oblique. Make sure it's good before you come back because it's going to happen again. And, you know, obviously, I didn't listen. come back quick, happened again. You know, it's just one of those things. You really got to take your time. So I think the second time around, you probably understand that a little better.
Yeah. So, I mean, based off the time when I got it, like, I'm missing this year, realistically. Mm-hmm. But I keep telling myself in my head, like, man, I want something to really work towards. So I keep messing with the trainers and telling them, like, I'll be pitching on a big league mound in September. And they're like, yeah,
that.
Maybe for
go.
A live BP.
Yeah. Like, all right,
but you're not actually pitching in September. So we'll see.
When you had the first surgery, does it change when you come back and then you can start throwing again and then you start getting confident in your arm again? Does your pitch mix change at all, or are the pitches the exact same before surgery, after surgery?
So after my first one, my mechanics got a lot cleaner, I thought at least, and now I'm like totally remapping those and doing different things. But I started throwing a sinker after my surgery more. Like I felt like I was more on time with my mechanics, so I could get on top of the ball and throw a better sinker. But you know, with the second one, my elbow had been bothering me a little bit my first couple of starts last year. So, like, my pitch mix changed because my curveball hurt. My curveball is one of my best pitches. So, I'd say, like, before the surgery, it changes more than after, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. Crazy.
Well, let's get away from the injury stuff. Get healthy, big fella. Mostly, I don't want to hear Trevor talk about his home run he hit with a broken rib because I've already heard that.
I already told that story. That's a great
one. I've heard that.
No.
You mentioned, and we got the vibe. We walked around the clubhouse a little bit that Shelty, the new manager, Derek Shelton, he's been good vibes, and he's kind of a player's dude. And you mentioned, you know, you get your work done, you get out of there. What's Jameson Taillon do when you're out of there? What are you getting into, man?
Oh, man. Well, I love golfing, but
right?
I can't right now. So I like to cook a lot.
Okay.
Tapping into my French connection there.
There it is.
I'm a big bourbon drinker, responsibly, but I have a pretty nice collection.
Nice.
And then I'm a huge coffee guy. So
you're a beverage guy. I'm also a beverage guy. I'm a beer guy. So bourbon I love, but I don't like how I am when I drink bourbon.
Okay.
That's fair.
Oh.
So what's your go? What's your favorite?
Or what's your top shelf?
Well, I used to be a beer guy, and then I got fat during my first rehab, and I stopped. You're looking great.
Thank you. Thank you.
That switched me to bourbon neat. Man, I don't know. I drink a little bit of everything. Last night I had a glass of Eagle Rare.
I love Eagle Rare. And my buddy who is into bourbon told me that's like child's play.
It's it's like a $35 bottle.
Yeah.
But,
that's good.
I have a Blanton straight from the barrel right now, which means it's like uncut, unfiltered. It's like 136 proof.
Ooh.
But I like to have like a big variety so when people come over they can have some fun and pick some cool stuff out.
Nice.
How'd you land on bourbon? Did you like try some scotches and stuff, or did you?
Scotch sucks. Yeah, it's too peaty. That's a good question because I don't really know. But recently, I've been finding myself like I'll go to a wedding or I'll go out to a bar or something, and I like don't know what to drink anymore.
Yeah,
it's like I have a cool collection at home, so I'll just drink at home.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of evolved from there. I got into it that way, I guess.
You're not a big fan of the Canadian whiskeys?
Oh, man, I don't want to offend
anybody, but
I'll dabble with some Crown, I guess. That's Canadian, right?
Is it? It is.
That's syrup.
We'll please the snowbirds a little bit. What's going on cooking-wise? Because my man's here.
You got me. You're whiskey and cooking, so I'm in.
I'm an
Irish whiskey guy, though.
Mm. I just got a sous vide for Christmas.
Okay.
So I haven't really messed around too much with that, but I use my cast iron a lot. Make a mean beef tenderloin.
Ooh,
very nice.
Some really, really good broccoli.
Do you fillet it or you just cook it whole?
I like to cook it whole.
Nice.
Like if I'm having some friends over, that's my go-to.
It's a show move.
Yeah.
It's a show move.
Get you a nice char on it.
Yeah.
Use the meat thermometer, get you to a perfect temp.
Are you reverse sear or are you straight regular?
I'm a reverse sear guy.
I'm a cast iron guy through and through. I'm all about that, yeah. So you can do really good.
Got any input
there
on those cooking stuff?
I suck, man. I, you know, my regulars. I'm gonna make a nice like make your own Chipotle dish.
Okay.
I got that going on. A little turkey.
We just
meat.
Had that for lunch
healthy.
In there right now.
See,
I don't mind that.
Okay, I mean it's not you posting your Instagram videos and shit, but I eat.
Are
it.
You like a neat plater, or is just like I cook and it's good, or do you like really get into the refinement aspect?
Nah,
of it?
I'm not a neat plater.
Okay.
My girlfriend will do if like we're, you know, we do distance right now, but if she's with me, she does the plating, I do the cooking.
Perfect. Some garnishes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And then it all goes away.
More of a meat and potatoes guy though. Like it's gonna taste good.
Amen. Can't beat it. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You got it.
I was staying on food. What's the go-to spot in Pittsburgh?
Oh, boy. Pittsburgh's like one of the sneakiest food cities that you would never know about.
Some good places there.
Okay. Okay. Butcher in the Rye downtown, because that taps there. Into my bourbon connection there. And then I've gotten really in. So I live kind of close to a place called Shadyside, and there's a restaurant there called Acorn. I'd describe it like a neighborhood cafe, but it's a little fancier. They're switching seasonally based on what's fresh.
Okay.
That's my vibe. So, like, really good roasted duck, stuff like that.
Oh, man, I'm a big duck
fan.
You have a
teammate that's got the same palate as you?
Yeah, who's yeah. yeah exactly who's eating buddy?
We've actually got like we've got some foodies on our team. Ooh. Like a lot of guys like some good show dinners. Josh Bell's a big foodie. Joe Musgrove's a big food guy.
That is one of the best things you can do on the road. Team yep. bonding, show dinners. Where yeah. are we going? And usually old school guys would do the steakhouses, do
Capital
all that.
Grill or whatever,
but you
yeah.
know as social media and sure. Yelp has come along, whatever, you can find out these little gems like he's talking about, and that's when you know you're locked in.
Yeah, we've got like, I mean, Chicago is one of my favorite food
oh,
cities.
Yeah. Where do you go?
We always play day games there, so you have night to go get dinner.
Girl and the Goat.
Yep. Been there a couple times. Boca.
Yeah.
I've been to Royster, a couple of awesome places.
Have you done Alinea yet?
I haven't. Josh yeah. Bell went there last year, said it was a cool
experience. I want to try that out. Yeah, it's awesome. That's a really Instagrammable place.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like art.
Your speed then.
I saw that yeah, chef yeah. on Chef's Table. Yeah. So I need to check it off.
Grant's at Chez or something like that. Yeah. Shout out.
Bring it back to baseball a little bit.
Last
year, were you at with the team during the brawl with the Reds, or were you watching from afar?
Which one?
Yeah.
the big one.
Yeah. No, I was. I don't have a date on that brawl, but that was right around my surgery date, so I was not there. But, yeah, that was an interesting one because we really do have a lot of, like, really – we got some sweethearts on this team, a lot of really nice guys. But, I don't know, it brings out a different side of people.
Speaking of the dudes on this team, the pitchers, I know Trevor's been big on Archer. I think you yep. guys were on Tampa together?
Yeah, we played in Tampa together, yeah.
And he's just – he thinks Archer's going to
– I've bounced back here for him.
Get back to it this year. Who else do we need to know, I mean, on the team or maybe even coming up the ranks? Because we saw, who is it? The
Cody.
Baby Thor dude or whatever?
Oh, Baby Thor, then Ponce.
Yeah.
Ponce, yeah. Yeah.
Two big boys.
Walk us through yeah. it.
I'm telling you right now, I can confidently say we're going to have some tough competition for comeback player of the year this year. Nick Birdie in there
oh,
who
yeah,
went down
Nick.
With that tough injury. Dude, he's worked his tail off. He's like throwing freaking 97 in his bullpens, and it's coming efficiently and easy.
Former Twin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Archer looks great. Archer's been really fun to get to know because he's an interesting dude. He's super committed to his craft. Mm-hmm. So I've had fun. He's a big foodie also. Mm-hmm. He'll treat to some show dinners.
But he doesn't eat. He's too skinny. He's telling him he gets to go. Yeah.
No, he'll throw it down when, yeah. yeah, but it's all like plant-based. But, no, I think Archer's going to have a good year. We had Chad Kuhl who had TJ last year and missed the year. He looks really, really good. I know I might be a little biased.
No. That's what we're looking
for.
You've
got to pump your chest.
You better be.
I joke with these dudes. I'm like, hey, man, like, you guys are going to be fighting for that comeback player of the year.
That's awesome. Yeah, like Archer, I have a reason. I don't just throw that out there because I know. But he worked out with Flaherty in the offseason. Yeah. I got to see all, you know, they're blasting their workouts on social media, so I was following along. And when you work out with a guy like Jack, who's like that, that's the offseason, he owns the offseason. Yeah. Then he turned that in last year, obviously, to a great second half. And he's like my guy. But I think Archer helping him mentally and then Jack maybe helping him doing some stuff physically and like kind of like getting him, you know, getting him going this year, I think it's just a good recipe for him to have a bounce back year. Because he's always has nasty stuff. I mean, I faced him, I don't know, like 9 at bats against him. And like I always tell people, like, this guy has stuff that should, like, he should be like in the Cy Young talk every year. You know, I think for him, at least when I've played with him and seen him, it's about location. Like, is he locating and is he going to stay healthy? But man, like, he's one of those guys I always would say that, like, this guy has some of the best stuff in the big leagues. When he's on, it's like, he's got it. It's tough.
That's cool. Yeah. And now we did get some fun facts. Who was the dude we were talking to? Is he the TV announcer?
Robbie Instamikowski.
Field yep. reporter.
Yep.
He said the Tyones are a pretty talented family. He says you got, what, three siblings?
Yeah, so I have three siblings. Robbie's had some fun nights with them, I think, at the bars here in
Bradenton. I'm sure Robbie has.
It lines up where, like, my family comes for a spring training trip. My brother, that's a doctor, lives down in Fort Myers just down the road here.
Oh, okay.
So
we were there yesterday.
They've interacted a little bit. Yeah, so my oldest brother is a professor up in Seattle. next in line would be my brother, who's a pulmonology critical care doctor in Fort Myers. My sister is a lawyer, married to a lawyer. And then there's me, the youngest, who has a high school degree and
just
throw a baseball hard.
Jock.
You throw the pill, man.
Yeah.
If you weren't throwing it, would you have followed one of those three career paths?
I don't know about like going through that much school, but I was always really interested in physical therapy, which is funny because now I've got an injury history.
Yeah,
but
you're living it.
Yeah, I mean, I love all sports. Like, I'm a huge sports fan across the board, and I would want to be involved somehow with that. So I always thought physical therapy would have been my way.
Give me more sports. I'm a sports freak. I was getting ripped the other day because like I skipped like Nickelodeon and stuff as a kid and Disney. Like I was ESPN and that's it. What's your sports game like?
All right. I grew up in Houston, so I follow the Rockets and Texans really closely.
Okay.
I'm not a huge hockey guy, actually, but I follow the Penguins and Lightning a good amount.
Okay.
I've gotten to go to some cool Stanley Cup games.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm a huge golf guy, so I do, like, FanDuel every week for golf. I'm in Pick'em Leagues for golf. I know players on the PGA Tour that, like, I shouldn't know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, I started doing the one and done. Do you do
that's
that?
That's what I do. You pick one golfer, and once you use him, he's gone.
If you have any interest in golf, I think you should do it because it's the easiest thing to do. On Wednesday, like Google the tournament.
Today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday, by the way. Got to make your picks. Yep. What's coming up this week? Did you make your picks yet?
I haven't made my picks. I usually cheat. I Google like power rankings for the upcoming
I don't know if that's called cheating. That's just research.
I just look at the top 15 list, and I look at like who I think in the top 15 is my pick to click, who might be the cheap, like who might be a guy that I could use in this tournament who might not play well down the road, maybe get him.
Do you have any big winners recently?
No, I suck.
Dude, it's brutal because you can only use the guys once. So you don't want to burn out the big dudes early in the season. So I was having a terrible start. I went ROM last week, big bounce back.
Ooh,
Felt good.
Good job.
It's fun, man.
You're just opening up to us. I had no idea you were all about this.
Oh, sports is all I have.
Okay.
And as you've seen by my height and stature, the playing stopped.
It did.
So I had to get into some other stuff. So check it out, man.
You picked the perfect hobby to have as a starting pitcher. I mean, golf and starting pitching go hand in hand.
Dude.
So you go on the road, you bring your clubs.
Yep.
Give me some of the courses you played. So what's some of your favorites? Because they're all over the place.
That question.
You played Hazeltine?
I haven't, but I'd like to.
It's long.
Man, we've played Erin Hills outside of Milwaukee on an off day. We actually don't have all that many golfers.
Yeah.
So it's got to be an off day because, like, Frazier plays golf. Like, we have a position player group that plays golf. But Erin Hills, I played Oakmont. I've played Laurel Valley outside of Pittsburgh. I've played Torrey Pines, River Oaks in Houston, Blue Jack outside of Houston, one of Tiger's courses.
Yeah.
Dallas National last year. I'm checking off some good top 100.
What's the handicap?
Yeah.
That's a rude give.
13.
That's not rude.
13 to 15 probably.
He can hit shots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you competitive? Are you having a couple drinks?
Are you losing
Does it depend how the round's going?
I'm always going to have a couple drinks based on
the day. Got to stay loose.
I'm more of like an after the round guy, though. Like the 19th hole. That's what I play for.
Best round.
Oh.
Oof. You know what? The best like ball striking round I had was actually probably Dallas National last year.
Okay.
The course was so hard, I still shot like an 88.
But you felt good about it.
I used putting and stuff. I used like two balls. I wasn't spraying the ball.
That's
not the tee. So
I like that. I think we're kind of on the same level.
That's a good way to measure.
Because I'm worse than that. I'm not a 13. I'm probably worse than that. But I get so frustrated with it, man.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
You got to let that down, kind of.
I know. I do. But I can't. I get mad. And then after 9, I'm like, dude, I need to get out of here.
Who's the guy? Well, Josh Bell stands out, especially what he did last year. But who's maybe matchup-wise personally for you? Like, who's a dude on your team that you wouldn't want to see on the batter's box?
So easy. Adam Frazier.
Yeah?
Every time. We did – so last year we tried something out where we were doing more, like, backfield sim games. Mm. And, you know, I didn't make an outing until, like, my 4 or 5-inning outing. And I faced, like, Moran, Newman. I'll face Josh. Like, I've faced Josh. He's, you know, has the threat of taking you deep. He works great at bats. He has a really good eye. There's something about Frazier that's just, like, demoralizing. He just, like, he, like, sprays line drives right past your face all day. Like, I'll throw a really good cutter to other guys or like a hard back foot slider and they're all swinging over it or like giving me feedback. Like, that was nasty. And Frazier will be like, dude, I saw that out of the hand. I'm like, what the hell, man? Like, he's just so dude. Like, he's so calm and balanced and he just has such good hands. He rakes me.
Yeah.
There's always those guys. I mean, it works both ways. There are some guys, as a hitter, everybody else rakes them. And then you get in the box and you're like, I don't know what is going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, that was a tall pitcher. He was the Rockies for a long time. He's with the Indians. We can look it up because I got no hits off him.
Okay.
I forget his name.
Good, right, what, easy way to search that.
Sorry. But,
you got no hits?
Yeah. And I'm blanking on his name. He's a prominent pitcher. He was like a Cy Young guy 1 year.
You balled,
not a winner. Yes.
You balled, though.
Jimenez? Yeah.
Can't hit him. And we would score 12 runs against him, and I'd be 0 for 4, 4 kids, whatever. Or, and then other guys, like guys that just deal. So, like, you know, you're dealing against these other guys. Yep. There'll be a guy that just
got
gonna see you well. And it's a weird thing about baseball, man. Like, Corey Kluber was my guy who everyone – he could no-hit the rest of the team. I'm going to get my hits against him. I had no idea how. I didn't like facing him.
But it worked out.
But I'll get hits.
Who was the dude on the Yankees that used to always get Pedro? He was like on the team to hit against Pedro Martinez.
Enrique Wilson?
Enrique Wilson.
It's how it goes, man.
It's funny, man.
They honestly like picked him up halfway through a year at one point just for like the Boston series.
Who's like a really good hitter, like league wide, that you like kind of like match up really well against?
I'll give you like my one guy that rakes me randomly. Okay. Okay. Jose Peraza, who was on the Reds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that dude, like, a lot of them, he used to just fillet balls, like, 0-2. He'd just kind of, like, exit velo of 50 right over the infield. And then he started, like, going deep on me. Started hitting
Which
hitting
one
doubles.
Felt worse?
I don't know. They all felt terrible. Everything, yeah, getting hit sucks. But then, like, Joey Votto on their team, like, not to say I dominate him by any means, but, like, he's one of the greatest hitters of our generation. Yeah. And let's just say he's a 240 hitter against me. And then there Jose Peraza's like 12 for 15 with three homers.
Funny, man.
It's a stupid sport.
It'll drive you crazy.
It's a stupid
sport.
It
makes no sense.
It's the best.
Guy I do decent against. I don't know. Like, I'd have to look it up, but like maybe Matt Carpenter. I'm not
another
sure.
Another good
but,
one.
But he goes like 3-2 on me every time. So it's not like it's like.
It's working, yeah.
Yeah, he's a tough AB.
You had a crazy streak last year or 2 year, 2017 into or 18 into 19, was it? 22. Quality starts in a row. I know quality starts are kind of a weird stat.
That's a great stat.
Some people like it. Some people
like
hate it. Yeah. Well, how do you feel about that? How'd you feel in the middle of that stretch? Were you like, were you cognizant of that?
I wasn't actually aware of it until I watched like a highlight of a game in September. But it got completely overshadowed by Jacob DeGrom that year because he, I think, had three earned runs or less every start the whole year of 2018.
Yeah, and he went nuts.
So rightfully so, it got overshadowed.
A shortstop that learned to pitch.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
But, yeah, I mean, it felt good. Like, as a starting pitcher, when you're getting on a roll and you're taking the ball every fifth day and, like, you just start to get that confidence where it's like, it's not I hope I do well tonight. It's like I know I'm going to do well. I just hope I don't make that one mistake in a game that can change it. But it's like I know I'm going into the sixth, seventh inning. That's a pretty cool feeling.
Nice. One question we like to ask everybody is about your call-up. So we know it's June 8th, 2016 was your debut against Syndergaard, right?
Yeah.
What was the –
It's a fun one.
Were you in AAA?
I was in AAA. I played for Indy. We were in Columbus. It wasn't any – like.
Did you feel like – did you know what was happening? Did someone get hurt? Like, what was the
– So I know we had, like, a doubleheader. My start wasn't a doubleheader, but the day before was a doubleheader, mm-hmm. and they were going to need an arm for that next day. So I was just in my hotel room watching Netflix at midnight, got the call. I did really well in AAA that mm-hmm. year, and I, to be honest, not in like an arrogant way, I thought I was ready, like ready to help. Our team was, you know, competing. We were, I think, in first or second when I got called up that year. So I was kind of itching to get called up, and I had a few, like, fake – where I thought I was going in the office to get called up, and then I'd get blown up about something.
Something
or,
you did wrong?
Yeah. It's like, you need to pitch inside more or whatever. And I'm, like, walking out, like, with my head down. Like, shit, I thought I was getting called up.
I thought this was it.
Yeah.
That's
any,
funny.
Any, like, so the manager called you? Or was the traveling secretary? Or
manager called me. Just got picked up in the morning. It was driving distance to Pittsburgh, so we drove into Pittsburgh the next day. Basic, boring debut, six innings with three runs.
We saw you get on the mound, first pitch, jelly legs, or how are you feeling?
Stomach dropping?
Yeah. So
did the warm-ups go well? Warm-up pitches go well?
I don't remember.
No? I always look at that. Like when guys are debuting, it's like, what are their warm-up pitches doing?
I don't remember. You know what I remember the most about my debut is getting a bunt down off center guard.
Ooh, that's special. That is good. That's good.
I was in there, that's like, props. He's got the long hair. The Mets unis are, like, real clean. Mm-hmm. The lights are bright. I was in there, like, hearing the ball coming. I remember that. But
sonar.
I remember in the first inning of my debut, like, I usually work at, like, 93, 95, 96. And I was, like, 96, 97. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if this is good.
You got that adrenaline bump, yeah. Baby. Yeah.
Yep.
And did you stay up for a while that year, or was that a spot start?
So I went down after that game, and then I got called up for my next start in New York against DeGrom.
Oh, my God.
And then I was up for good.
Damn.
Yeah, welcome to the big league, Senior yeah. DeGrom.
Same lineup twice, though, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah.
See the same guys.
Yeah, I did better the second time, but, yeah, I went down, and I think Garrett might have had, like, a blister issue or something that game. I don't know what it was, but that's what got me in, and then I stayed.
Nice.
You still talk to Garrett?
I do, yeah, he, pretty frequently.
He got that bag pretty well.
Yeah.
He did all right this offseason.
He's not struggling.
He's one of my, like, closest baseball friends, but, man, I love watching him pitch, man.
I do, too.
He's, like, one of the guys that's just truly good for baseball. Like, watching him do his thing is just, it's art.
It's a highlight, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's
must watch. It's, like, one of the few guys for me where, like, I'll stop in my tracks and I'm like, I got to tune in.
He's we're Yankees fans. And all spring training, like his first 3 days there, all the beat reporters posting was Cole talking to other guys. And it was like anyone that came within this distance, he was just like mapping out his strategy on the ground. They call him the philosopher. Is that how he is? Is
yeah.
he putting on a show for the Yankees the first couple of days? Or is he just deep baseball all the time?
He's deep baseball. I mean, he's like one of the most interesting, most cultured, like well-rounded humans. Like he's a super interesting guy. Talk about like cooking and wine. He's super interesting to talk to, but like I'll send him video of me throwing and I'll get feedback from other guys about something. And he just sees the game in like a little bit of a different lens. Like he's just breaking things down a little differently. He's a super thinker. So like I can tell you if I were a GM or an owner and I'm investing in somebody, like that's my dude. Cause he makes people around him better. And he's truly committed to his craft to an extent that you just don't really see.
He also is filthy.
Yeah.
Like he's got all that stuff, which is great. And then he also just will blow your
nasty.
Doors off. Yeah. Yeah.
I've got some of that, but then I'm coming in at 62
yeah.
on the gun.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
he's 100.
I got zero A. I don't know how I got zero ABs against him, and I'm it's probably good thing for me. Yeah,
yeah.
My stats would have been just a little worse.
Tick down.
Congrats.
Tick down. Well, damn. I don't know. You got anything for us?
No.
He's like no.
I'm good. I love talking shop.
What else should the people know about Jameson Taillon? I know that's a heavy question, man.
Can I plug something?
Yeah,
can I plug
dude,
you guys?
Absolutely.
So you asked about hobbies. It kind of came to me. So I'm so into coffee that, you know, I've been trying to do a coffee blog for a while. Like
okay.
I just thought, so I'm such a coffee guy. I'd go to like coffee shops in Pittsburgh and they'd ask me like, hey, where'd you go while you were on this last road trip? Did you hit this shop and
nice.
That shop? And I was like, man, I should start documenting this because
I
go out of my way on the road to go. Even if it's a 15-minute Uber ride, I go to the coolest coffee shop in that city. So I'm going to start a little coffee blog called Pro Brew, and I'm going to try to sit down with players on other teams and have them kind of take me to their favorite coffee shops.
Yes.
And I'm going to see about how coffee fits into their routine and their life and how they got into it and stuff.
It's perfect. Need more of that.
We learned about the coffee belt. We were at Starbucks the other day. You probably don't frequent Starbucks.
Starbucks
maybe
Reserve.
The Reserve.
Yeah.
You got that. That's
nice,
show.
Trevor.
Show.
Nice,
show.
Trevor. That's show.
But we learned about the coffee belt. So where is your, like, your favorite coffee? Where does it come from?
Ooh.
Central South America,
Colombia,
Costa Rica, Guatemala. That's kind of my profile.
Is that a post-baseball thing? You know, you get done, nice long career, successful career.
15 years from now.
Little coffee.
You go Nolan Ryan
style. Find some beans and maybe make a...
Do you buy your own beans?
I don't know about, like, all the roasting business. Like, that's a whole nother animal.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking it would be fun to have, like, a little... Kind of like you guys are doing, just have, like, an RV or, like, a food truck and then... Just locally go to, like, the youth baseball fields, post up. And, you know, like, kids are playing three games a day and the parents
people
are
need
grinding.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Need, oh,
yeah.
Oh, parents need coffee.
Maybe have some breakfast tacos to sling around
coffee
and some
and
pour-overs.
My girlfriend's dad buys coffee beans from Ecuador. Mm. And then he has to lay them on the counter because there's rocks that are, like, in it because they just scoop them.
Wow.
And he has to pick out all the pebbles. He makes, like, real coffee. I don't like it, but I like diner coffee, just real shitty coffee.
Yeah, I used to like. I used to try to change people that would say that. I'd be like, let me change
let
you.
Let me convert you.
Like we had coaches that would just. I'd offer like I make pour overs in the clubhouse before the game, and I'll offer like some of our coaches, and they're just like, "No, I'm good with the. I just want Folgers. Like, yeah. I don't want that stuff.
I don't mind Folgers either. I'm a beverage snob. I'm a beverage snob, so like I want my coffee to taste good, and then like so I'll you know try to find some different beans and whatever, and then I'll go to like my grandparents' house and they'll just have the old scoop Folgers. I'm like, this is delicious.
Yeah,
like what's going on?
You're not gonna not drink it.
Yeah.
are you one in the morning, one in the afternoon, or what's?
I for being such a big coffee guy, I actually don't like drink as much as people would think. I'm probably one pour over in the morning for my ride. I'm living in St. Pete, so I got like a 30-minute drive down here, and then. Probably a cold brew in the afternoon, and that's a wrap.
You're starting to see we find little avenues. Half-hour drive here.
Yeah.
When you're coffee, you got something on the radio? What's going on?
I've just started getting into podcasts.
Yeah, me too.
So lately I've been on the Theo Von
podcast.
He's hilarious.
He's funny.
I used to like – so I followed him on Instagram. Guys on our team love him, and I was like, he's funny. Like yeah. I like his little clips. And I started listening to the podcast, and I was like, this dude's real, man. He's got some good stuff to say, and he's funny, so – he's been accompanying me on my drive every day.
That's
there
cool.
You nice. Go. That's like what that. It's all about, man.
Cool.
All right. Well, what's a Pro Coffee?
Pro Brew.
Come on.
Yeah. Pro Brew.
You can find the
Pro
link Brew. In my Instagram. I'm not IG. As active as I'd like to be. But
plug the IG.
JTyone19, maybe?
There we go.
Maybe. Search
maybe.
Around.
Yeah.
Search around.
You'll find it.
He's got a blue check mark.
Yeah.
You're bad.
Got the
humble brag.
All right, that was it. A lot of fun. The guys that came out to the RV, we had a lot of fun. They had some fun with us. We have more interviews to drop coming up, I think like a hand or like a couple more. And then we do have, you've heard us reference this card game. We have to edit them. We played a card game with some guys just to see, you know, their competitive side come out or, I don't know, just to see them in a different gear and not just your normal interview. Those will be coming out soon. Obviously, if you follow on all the social medias, we will be promoting them. As soon as we get them edited and chopped up. But that ends this episode. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you later. We'll be back on Thursday, tomorrow with a TPP. You know how it goes.